Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Josh, let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay? Fuck.
We've seen all of Bleach, future time. Okay, we've seen it all. You die. You go to Soul Society.
Whoa, as you are.
Cool. You get put into Stealth Force.
Kill myself.
Warning. This Bleach podcast features many spoilers from the upcoming anime arc, Thousand Year Blood War. So if you've not read the manga or you do not want to hear spoilers for the upcoming arc, viewer discretion is advised. What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys, number 26. This week we did episodes 237 to 243. We're making our way through the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc. All the Zanpakutos are attacking. They're being attacked by the Soul Reapers. Byakuya, bad guy? Question mark?
Yeah.
Who knows? That's all that we talk about this week.
Who can relate?
Kenpachi shows up at the end. Where the fuck has he been? We're not going to find out until next Bleach Boys.
Well, so. I like how in the first episodes we watched of it, it was all the good fights. And they got all of those out of the way. Yeah. So what's left?
Oh, we got your boy. We got your boy.
So, I mean, with this arc, I feel like it continues to deliver, is what I would say.
So far
it's still been very good. They have a lot of moments of very good animation.
Oh, my God.
A lot of really good ones.
Like the first, the Kaku fight versus Hozuki Maru, he does like the stab and it fucking snaps.
Yeah.
That shit was
That thing was
fire.
Fucking legit. Just.
Yeah,
and then dodge.
I don't. Did Ikaku do that? I feel like he's done that to Ichigo.
Yeah. His very first fight with Ichigo. He did that, yeah.
I mean, he did say he did his little lucky dance.
Yeah, we can see the return of the lucky dance.
Totally forgot
about
that.
Both him and Hazuki Maru
Which just starts the downward spiral of what do Zanpakutos actually remember. Because it seems like we were talking in the middle of watching this that some of them remember shit, which way more than other Zanpakutos.
She's like, oh, I think that's Ichigo.
And the only one that has an excuse to not remember anything is fucking Hitsugaya's, who somehow had all of his memory erased.
Okay, he didn't have an excuse. He just did.
Yeah,
like, I don't remember
He's the only one that has legitimately been like, oh, my memory's erased. Everybody else is like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, you don't know who I am? But then they don't remember key things.
Like, so I'm wondering if this is going to seem like bullshit. Mm-hmm,
sure.
Actually, no.
Try and save it. Go ahead.
It might be that the stronger the Zanpakuto, the less they remember. But then, no, wait, fucking Zangetsu remembered.
Yeah, exactly.
So my ulterior, the one that I gave initially when we were watching, is they just had a board, and it was 0 to 10, and they just spun it. And they're like, okay, Hyorin Maru, spun.
10.
Full 10. He has amnesia. And then we go to fucking Rangiku's. It's a 0. She remembers everything. We're good.
Yeah, there's just some Zanpakutos that are just so obviously, like, I don't know. They should know who someone is, but it's like they're just like, oh, who are you? That's so weird.
Like, they even do ones where it's like, I fought you before, but not like in this rebellion arc. Like, I've fought that person before. Yeah. But the one that's remembered the most that doesn't do any talking is Asagi Jizo. Literally, they just know it's him. It's the first one.
Because he's the funky-looking one.
Because it wasn't just that people were, the Zanpakuto were forgetting. It's that no one knew what the Zanpakuto were. Yeah. Like, Hyorin Maru was shooting fucking ice dragons, and Ichigo's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's...
Rukia?
Ichigo got hit by the same fucking stick, where he just all of a sudden doesn't remember shit. It's same thing. Remember when the fucking pink petals started coming out?
Yeah.
Who could that be? It's like, dude.
And then very clear silhouette of Byakuya. Yeah. Fuck, dude, it's lost on me.
It's like Byakuya question mark? It's I fucking wonder who it could be, really, Ichigo. Let's be real.
Let me just follow him real quick.
Real quick? I mean, it took him all night.
Oh, yeah, apparently it took him 24 hours. Yeah. Was that you yesterday? Dude, you've been chasing after him.
Maybe it was like 11 o'clock at night, and then it was like midnight, and he's just like, oh, it's the next day. Gotta be right.
He did. I think you may have stepped away to go to the restroom, Jose, but Ichigo was like, I lost his spiritual pressure. Goes left, and fucking Zenbo Zakura is just floating up there. To the right.
Literally, Zenbo Zakura is standing on a rock, like looking down, like, oh, Ichigo. And then it's like, Ichigo takes off.
He wasn't that good at
that. That is true, but he's still following him. Like, he's still, like, clearly sensing. So, hello?
And he's trying. He's like, okay, deep breath. I think it's that way.
Yeah, it's all kinds of fucked up and weird. And it's like, there was one moment. I don't know how I'm going to plot this in the timeline.
Okay.
Where Isane and Unohana have a weird moment. Remember I commented, they just kind of like, we're getting a lot of people showing up to Squad 4.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, we'll take care of it. And then they're both like, what? And then Isane's like, oh, nothing. And then Unohana's like, oh. And it's like what just happened there? What?
I think it was just, I forgot my tampons in the car. I can't work right now.
What was that?
I
it's literally like, so are you doing it or am I doing it?
Like Josh had like kind of like, oh, you know, they don't have their Shikai or whatever. But yeah.
That would make sense.
Neither of them really seem to use it. Like yeah.
when there is no floating manta ray.
Yeah, they're doing just like keto based stuff.
It just went away.
Yeah, it's really weird because mm-hmm. most of the they haven't really shown the twins. They mm-hmm. haven't shown Kiraku's.
Yes.
Yep.
A lot of until the very end, the last like when they raid Soul Society, a lot of the captains on Bakto's have not been shown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and they even said like in their little meeting for some reason that
no one's gone against one.
Like, yep.
And it's like, ooh, scary. Yep. And then you know what they do right off the bat? They bring Sasakibe's as like one of the first ones.
And you always know who's on Bakto is going to show up in the episode when you see the character show up. So like. We see Rangiku Momo. It's like, oh, I wonder who's on my coming in.
15-second conversation.
Yeah.
Where did that go? Then nothing. They're like, oh, yeah. We're just going to run out
they,
there.
Like, Rangiku Momo's like, oh, thanks for waiting for me, Momo. Oh, hey, no problem. It's like, I bet they're going to find their Zanpakuto. It's like.
And they're doing, so the, like, Vasto Lorde series part, they were doing the, like, the bleach, or it was his face, and it was
the
cut.
Like, interlude, like,
yeah.
little
yeah, yeah.
thing.
The little, the eye catchers.
Yeah. Yes, we get, like two, right, per episode or something like that?
You get one or two. But it's like, they do the exit to the commercial, then they do the comeback from the commercial.
But they do one where they show the Zanpakuto, and Wabisuke never was talked about. We knew he was there. I kind of saw him.
He was a creepy-looking guy with a fucking big old ball and shit.
But you knew he was coming because the fucking eye catcher was Wabisuke.
I do have to say, you know, I'm a Wabisuke hater.
Yeah.
His, you know, I don't know what you call it, like, release rebellion, Zanpakuto form, whatever you want to call it. It's looked fucking cool. Like
it does look cool. It's creepy.
It's a ball and chain with a fucking tombstone
And it's perfectly described as creepy. Like, his was like, oh, damn.
I thought it was funny seeing the little animation for him going,
like, so,
yeah. He's definitely cutting it, but it's just like, oh. And he's just like, oh, no. Yeah.
That was actually fucking hilarious.
I assume, like, when he did that, when he's like, oh, they showed the four. I assume that was a flashback of something he already had done. Where it was like, he was like, oh, you leave yourself wide open. And then it showed that he literally was like, ding, 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 ding.
It was uncomfortably long, though. Yes, it was like a solid 30 seconds.
Well, they kept doing, I don't think, I kept commenting, like, what was that face? They kept showing the same Izuru face the whole fight.
So, the weird one, though.
Where Izuru was bluffing to the other guy, like, oh, do I have my Shikai? I don't know. And the guy was overthinking, like, does he have a Shikai? He hasn't used it. Could it possibly have it? And then it kept cutting back to Izuru for about 7 seconds doing, like, smug JoJo face. Like,
yeah, that one.
Just like,
And it was smug face. That's all
like,
we got.
Do I have it? It's like, and then it showed the same scene over and over. It's like,
but I will, that part aside, that was a good fight in my opinion. Where
I think that fight was shit. I honestly think that fight was super shit.
I didn't really like it.
I liked it because it was easier. Like, hey, you're jebaited. And it got,
but that was so dumb because it ruins the whole thing. Like, why is Shuei's Zanpakuto a joke then? It's an absolute joke.
Well, no. So they talk at the very beginning and Shuei's like, or not Shuei, Izuru is like, dude, you're like an asshole. Like, you're nothing like Shuei.
Yeah, but that has
you're
nothing to do.
You're repressed stress. And
but
so
he's just calling him out. And
he's released, so that shouldn't have, like, if you're stressed, if he's like, oh, like, you're the how, like, fucking Shuei sees you, so you're all of his stress built up, he's still strong. Shuei's Zanpakuto is still really good. He gets dunked on by Izuru with no Zanpakuto.
That's a good point.
Like, that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous.
I agree with that. I would also say, I think Kazushige, which is Shuei's, is a little different. Did you notice how all the Zanpakuto were less bloodthirsty in these episodes? Like, in the first series,
they were just constantly
fucking
killing
murder
everybody.
Them. Their whole family is going to die in front of us. And this one was like, hey, let's have a fight and maybe make us better.
This was the perfect opportunity because we talk about it in this podcast a lot. Izuru is broken. Like, his Wabisuke is really strong. Yeah. He doesn't actually have Wabisuke here. What do? He's still broken, apparently.
He's got doubt.
He's just good. It's like,
he's just emo, dude.
That's ridiculous. And, like, where is Shuei in this whole time?
Oh, he might have gotten injured. I don't know. Everyone's
Mamoru
injured.
Mamoru was dunked on.
Yep.
Sasakibe was dunked on.
Who knows?
On.
He's been, first episode he was dunked on. How many days has it been since that happened?
If it's
Rukia's been up fucking 3 times after she's been knocked out.
It's been
Rukia.
Up 3 times.
Like, what the fuck?
She's almost died multiple times.
Yeah.
It's Rukia, dude.
Same thing with Renji. Like, he just gets knocked out, gets up again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, now his Zanpakuto's can take
care
of it.
Which, can we talk about Renji? His Zanpakuto's are the fucking coolest. Yeah.
They are.
And they know how to fight.
Their fighting style with the chain and the switching of the sword is fucking baller.
And the fact that they, like, led Zenbone Zocker in, they're just like, hey, no, you're trying
to follow me.
It's so, and they have the best personality. Yeah. They're like, the bants back and forth is so fucking good. But, like, the girl version is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, monkey. Badass.
But the problem for me is, like, we said it too. Renji's never going to literally ever be able to fight.
He's not that good.
Like, we were all watching this fight between Zenban Zakura and fucking Renji's
Zabimaru.
Zabimaru. So we were watching, and it was like, this fight is so fucking good, and it's a shame we're never going to see this again.
It's Shuei's fucking chain boy, but with a living thing at the end, and then they can transfer swords back
it's
and forth.
So
I like that
fucking
so much.
And she can teleport, too. She could just
and, like,
do,
she would, like, pull the fucking snake guy in. He would clash blade. She'd walk up and kick him right in the fucking back.
Dude,
it's like,
so
dude,
good.
That's so cool.
If he used Zabimaru that way, like, swung it and then kicked someone like
that's
that,
what
that'd
I was
be
saying.
Dope.
Yeah. It was like, he could kind of replicate that, but not nearly to the extent.
Yeah.
It's, like, not
he
even
can't
close.
Teleport.
And it's not even, like, on, like, Ichigo kind of thing, where it's like, Ichigo could replicate his skills easy. Like, if he really wanted to, he could take that in.
You know, just start swinging it.
Like, if I was Renewa watching it, like, fuck, I'm never going to be able to do that.
You know,
like,
what? I just had a real quick thought with Ichigo. The way he fights is, like, not a Soul Reaper style. I wonder if it's because he's, like, a hollow and he's just a bastardization of a Soul Reaper. And
I
that's
think,
why he's
I,
so
well,
rare.
I think they did mention, like, when he was fighting Muramasa, he did bring
more
at
like,
that point. He was like, yeah, you're just, like, on instinct. You're just, going off.
That's fair. Yeah. Because it's
animal
just
instinct, baby.
Wild.
Yes.
Or hollow instinct.
Again on Zabimaru, though, she goes Bankai and then does the beam cannon right into Zenbon Zakura's face. And he's just like, oh, I can do Bankai too, and that gets me out of it. But
what was his Bankai? It multiplies how many blades he has, right?
Yeah, it makes more blades. But what Josh was saying is totally true. And you see, so basically, Zabimaru does Bankai, laser. Then fucking Byakuya Bankai does the same sort of laser thing, but with the petals.
Yep.
The Zabimaru laser was so much bigger,
it's
so much more destructive.
It just went
you
straight
see
through
the petals, they just flood in. And it's like, the laser was so much more damage.
Yeah, but every time Zenbon Sakura fucking fights Ichigo, he's like, gets a good tension.
That's just a bad matchup for him. That's a bad matchup for him.
You can't do much against
that. Like, we talked about it. Like, he already got, like, you didn't bring up the first point. In the very first time that Byakuya and Ichigo fought Bankai, Ichigo lost that 100%. Mm-hmm. He only like got anywhere close because the Hollow took over and like fucking Byakuya was like, oh shit, didn't see that coming. In this fight, he has Hollow Mask, which just immediately gives him the advantage to just regular Bankai,
Yeah, but he's genuinely scared of Ichigo. Every time he does Getsuko, he's just like, oh fuck.
He should be.
But no one else.
It's
like
he got his ass handed to him.
I feel like if Zabimaru got hit by there, like, oh,
which
fuck,
this
that
again.
Hurts.
Let's go back to who has what memory, because Omida's Zanpakuto should be scared shit of Ichigo. Should be
absolutely
scared
broken.
Shit.
Just like, oh fuck, I'm just randomly carrying my Shikai at this execution. Sounds good. Oh, it broke it.
Like, oh, are you the guy that one shot me when I was out last time? Like,
just knocked him the fuck out.
It's like, I'm gonna see you guys later.
Yeah, but speaking of bullshit characters that everyone hates, Omida and his fucking bullshit. Piece of shit Zanpakuto.
Wow.
Did you
so
see
much hate in
his
that.
Zanpakuto was
kind
of cool.
I liked
in like
him.
A personality
he was
ways where he's like a gangster. He's
I think that's what Omida thinks he is.
And
too.
They're both eating fucking snickerdoodles.
But I like how he blames Omida for him being fat.
Yeah.
Like he's not normally.
Which brings
fat.
Up another great question. So the Zanpakuto forms, they're based on who their human forms look like. Like,
and what's your face? Zanpakuto. Suze Maebachi, the beast chick, she's like, oh, I chose this look.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah!
What the fuck?
But I think she chose the outfit.
I think it's the...
And then what about Mayuri's? Why is Mayuri's a baby if it's based on how his fucking
maybe
guy
Mayuri's,
looks?
So it had butterfly wings, so I'm just going to go... Well, it always has butterfly
Aizen?
Wings.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. What, what is Aizen's?
Well,
just
if, like,
Mobo getting stabbed?
So if their looks are based off of how they look IRL, like...
I think it's... Well, this
fuck?
Is what I want to look like.
Well, then
like,
Omida didn't do that. He said he didn't want to look like that.
Yeah.
And he has hair.
But Omida Zanpakuto was pissed that he looked like that. He said, it's because you have a whole extra tire attached to me.
But Omida said he looked good.
Yeah, but I think
it's Omida's repressed, like, I want to look
But that's not
like
true
that.
Because fucking Soifon said that she made herself look like that.
And I think Soifon's a repressed, like, fucking
now
nympho.
You're doing two different, you're arguing against yourself.
No.
So is it
Soifon,
A, Josh, let me ask you a question.
No,
is it,
you're,
is
you're,
it A, is it A, the
Renji, you're drunk.
The Zanpakuto wielder chooses who they look like, right? That's what you're saying with Omida.
I think it's a internal. This
that's,
is what
that's
I
what you're
want
saying with
Omida,
right? Okay.
Yes.
Or is it B? The Zanpakutos can affect what they look like and choose. No explanation. A or B?
A.
Okay. Well, you're wrong because Soifon.
You don't care.
Soifon Zanpakuto specifically said she chose what she looked like,
and I think it's Soifon internally being this is what I wanted to look like.
I don't know about
impossible.
Because she loves Yoruichi, and then her.
Did Ichigo want to look
nothing
like
Yoruichi? Where is that coming from? That looks like Yoruichi.
I think she wants to be more like.
Did
Yoruichi,
Renji
want to
be a monkey?
Fun loving and like super like.
Right. Yeah. What about everybody else's Zanpakuto? Yeah. That's a dumb argument.
Ikaku is a beast.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And Yumi Chika is a beautiful
Zanpakuto is another one that pulls into question. Why is Zanpakuto a fucking giant ape when he's just a regular sized human? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Because
like,
he's beast mode. Because
he's. It doesn't make any sense. It could be anything big. But, I mean, we get Hiren Maru, and he's a fucking man.
But he's a man. Spoiler. You know, when he, when the flowers run out, he goes, man.
Oh, so, that makes more sense. There we go. Yes.
Oh, my God. You know what's bullshit?
He doesn't turn into Hiren Maru, but he gets older.
There was a joke that I had running because up until now, Hiren Maru doesn't fucking talk. And we had Enryu from the fucking filler art. And I said, I hope to God that this buff Chad dude that's walking around not saying shit to anyone has Enryu's voice. Just like high-pitched as fuck. It would have been amazing.
No, he's got Roy Mustang's
voice. He had a much cooler voice than fucking Byakuya Zanpakuto, too. Like, Byakuya sounded like a punk bitch. Like,
it's Ikaku's, right?
Shake back here. we discovered it's Ikaku's voice actor, too. Ikaku's just getting shit on at all.
Well, Ikaku's voice actor is Ed.
There's two people that get shit on quite a lot. Yeah. Rangiku gets shit on, and Ikaku constantly gets shit on.
How many times has she passed out?
And we were having a discussion when we were watching this. Rangiku's Shikai is just a regular sword. Right.
Yes.
But the sword then must have the ability to turn into ash because there's a time where every other Zanpakuto uses Shikai 100% of the time.
Yep. Yeah.
Starts off.
Rangiku runs into her Zanpakuto, of course, like we were talking about.
And she does the dust for a while.
And they both end up using a sword, just the base sword against each other. And it's like, wait, what? It's like.
So I think it's just there. And like you said,
why?
What? She calls out and then it turns to. It could. Turn into ash, maybe?
But, like, surely her Shikai is just the ash, right? Like,
it would she made it
That's what
like.
She made since. Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then why would
she's always like growl, and then immediately.
I feel like I don't know. I need the rules on Rangiku's Zanpakuto.
Look, as the guy that's tight with tight, I'm just going to say.
Also, does Rangiku get a Bankai?
She doesn't have one.
She stays fucking stagnant all the way through the Thousand Year Blood War.
Sasukibe?
Yeah, Sasukibe.
He's fucking a joke too.
Yeah, but that's so unfair.
He got shafted so hard.
They jipped him hard.
His power could be amazing. Who fucking
and like even
Soifon
is shitting on him.
He's like, I've never heard of you.
Yeah,
he's like, that's my captain's fault.
Yeah, because they fucking shit on themselves. They're like, hey, you know the guy we never write about? Yep, it's his fault because he doesn't do enough in the fucking show.
So they're saying it's Tite's fault.
And I don't understand. So. One, I had a design flaw. What the fuck is he? Is he a fisherman that shoots lightning pole?
I think it's got to be some sort of Japanese thing.
Yeah, it has
I want
to
know.
Yeah, I think it's a
give
Japanese
me the lore.
Lore
it's
thing.
Like a, I'm sure it's like some sort of Japanese mythological thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's definitely not a fisherman. He's carrying around like a metal, like fucking
a
weather
rod.
Beam thing. Yeah.
And Tenkin, which is Kumamaru's, looks different than Kumamaru's Bankai.
No, but like I
but
think
that
that's supposed
sense.
To look like that's how it looks like under the armor. You know, like sometimes the thing lifts up and it's like a demon looking face.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a fire element though. That's crazy.
I think he's breathed the fire when
he's
fighting during the four pillar thing. Like he did that.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I don't fucking know. That one kind of makes sense. The Tetsu Zaimon, we ain't
unfortunately
ever
he gets shafted
his.
Too.
They make fun of it in one of the end scenes. They're like. Tessie Zaimon, fight with her. He's like, oh, yeah,
let's go,
guys. What's the name of your Zanpakuto? Let's go, guys.
And like, should we talk about the story beat also that they show for just a split second? I'm sure we're going to get later.
Okay.
Is that fucking Muramasa?
Oh, he ate
a Vaso Lorde?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, what
the fuck?
You know,
the ones that grow on trees.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. He just knows where to find one in the Spirit Society.
He goes into the Hoikamuna Forest.
Yeah. Yep.
He's wandering around. Looks like he's about to die. He insta-kills a hollow that jumps on him. We don't even get to see it. It's so fast.
Yeah.
Then he kills about, I don't know, what'd you say, 12 Menos Grande?
Yeah.
And then he's walking, and some, like, burnt, crisp guy comes walking at him. He eats him, and then goes, oh, that Vaso Lorde is not enough.
Yeah!
How is that not
like,
enough?
Hello?
What the fuck?
And they talk about how hard, like, there was a moment where Aizen and Gen were talking back in Hoikamuna where, like, oh, we just need to find a few more Vaso Lordes. Like, we can't even fill up the whole team.
Well, he probably ate a couple of them
it's
then.
It's like, it's so hard to find them. We can't fill up the whole thing.
And there's this fucking Muramasa who's jumping
like,
through timelines. Also, how is it that captain level people can't get out a Garganta to get back to Soul Society, but Muramasa can not only walk.
He ate a Vastalord.
Well, and Muramasa is also Zanpakuto, so maybe he has
it's
some sort of a thing to go
shenanigans.
There. Well, we can talk about more shenanigans because Momo was fighting her Zanpakuto.
Oh yeah.
And her Zanpakuto begins to make fun of Momo for being not over Aizen.
What?
Yeah.
And
I thought I was like, ooh,
that
that's
just ruins
savage.
The timeline of the whole thing. Ruins the whole timeline.
So this happened past. Aizen.
It has to be after the
Aizen
incident.
The Aizen incident.
But if it's any time after the Aizen incident, she's a psychopath.
And Ichigo doesn't have Soul Reaper powers.
It's just, it can't do because we saw Wabisuke's powers or Izuru using the little flippy thingy, and then we see
it's all fucked. So it's like they just decided, hey, where you are in the anime when we left, It's right here at this time, but we're just going to a different universe. Just different universe.
Straight up, just call it Elseworld or something.
It can't fit in at all because, like, Momo's not a psychopath. It's like everybody has their powers. Each go hard cut off at the visor mask. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all over the place.
What does Momo do in Thousand Year Blood War arc?
I don't fucking know. And I don't fucking care. Let me tell you.
I get that. But I'm curious because there's a lot of people. I feel like this rebellion arc is the same way as Thousand Year Blood War arc. It's just people kind of disappear.
Yeah.
They never happened. Like, shit doesn't happen.
Yeah, and we talked about, too, like, you know, Hyoanmaru, he lost his memories, doesn't know who his master is. Obviously, hits a guy, is like, hey, I'm your master, blah, blah, blah.
That was a cool little flashback, though.
But I feel like Ichigo should have known who he was.
Right.
Like, we kind of talked about a little bit earlier.
How many times has he seen him and interacted with him?
Hitsugai was in the real world fucking around constantly.
Like, you have two ice types.
Yeah.
One's dead.
50-50 shot. Take your guess who it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we didn't even talk about...
bullshit on that, but yeah... Fucking Zenmon
Byakuya just destroyed it.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, but I have a hard time taking that for anything. Like when he did that,
it's not gonna be serious.
It's gonna come.
I bet they're gonna give it to Mayuri.
Like, that's a joke.
Mayuri's gonna be like, I fixed it, but
like,
made it
I felt no losses. That I was like, oh, okay.
Well, Omida
lost. And then they give it back to her. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, why? What's the point of that?
I thought that was funny. I was like, he's like, oh, he's going to go
like,
rub it in.
Like, we were talking at first, like, oh, yeah, this is kind of fun. Like, they're like, oh, here's your stupid broken sword. But it's like, they're clearly like, giving it back to her. Like,
because maybe it's not broken.
Like, here,
like
take
that.
Your Zanpakuto toe. Figure out how to fix it. Have fun. Maybe like, why wouldn't they just throw it into a fucking well? Like,
well, they just wanted to, like, break her. I don't know.
Break your spirit.
She wasn't affected by it at all. She was like, oh.
No, she went, oh, no.
Yeah, she's like, oh, okay.
And
Yaki,
then he's
why
like,
are you doing this?
I'm going to cut you.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to do what I did to her.
But she moved right on. She was like, oh, Renji, wait. Oh, Byakuya, wait. It's like, oh, I don't have a sword, but who cares?
Well, remember, if you remember from the very first episode, she was totally okay with losing her Zanpakuto.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, she gave it to
you. That's true.
But.
I agree.
So I'm certain there was a point where all the Zanpakuto show up right after Byakuya and Zenmon Zakura kind of do an infiltration.
That's where we need Keto Commander. Just seal them all up in there.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It was the moment they all showed up. I was like, that's a lot of people in one spot. Like, that's not a good strategy.
Nope.
Like, let me tell you.
But Zenmon Zakura got like stressed out when everyone showed. He's like, what are you guys doing here? Yeah. Which makes me think then Zenmon
Zakura. I appreciate they're working together.
Yeah, they've been working together.
Yeah.
They have to.
Like, they're gonna have, like we were saying last episode, there's probably some Snape Dumbledore shit going on.
Yeah. Oh.
Where it's like, even Yamamoto was like, hey, I like my Zanpakuto gave me the heads up. This is probably what's gonna happen.
You're gonna have to seal yourself.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be the MVP. Everybody's gonna hate you, but you got it.
But they do demo Green Cloak Dude again. Was it the intro?
Or
the outro? No, I think
it was one of the intro or the outro. One of
the new intro. Because the outro is
we got
just
a new intro and new outro.
Yeah, finally. Just in the middle of this fucking arc.
Because it's its own damn thing.
But yeah, we still don't know who the fuck that is. But I hope to God it's not Snape Dumbledore bullshit and like Zenmon Zakura really is out of it. Because Zenmon Zakura, when Rukia's gets killed. He gets mad. He's like,
yeah,
because it's like, oh, it's Byakuya. He's totally up to something.
I think that's a play. I think they're all playing.
But he's just like, oh, this motherfucker, you wouldn't do this without a plan.
You know, what if, like, because here, I'm going to big brain it. Watch this.
Oh.
So Rukia defeated her Zanpakuto already. Like, she was going to go back to Rukia, but then Muramasa showed up. She went back and she knows that obviously she's probably close to Byakuya Zanpakuto because, you know, brother, sister bullshit.
Gotcha.
So she and them were talking and like, oh, yeah, we'll probably have him break you and then he'll be sealed in. She's like, oh, yeah, I got some special ability that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like it's something like that, too.
Because actually, her Zanpakuto got broken when she fought against Otto.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what the...
I think it's different in this
Arin Yero.
You tried.
Close enough.
But it got broke.
Yeah. Everybody's Zanpakuto gets broke.
Ikkaku destroys his.
Ikkaku destroyed his.
Yeah, so what does it matter?
Yep.
People also get their Zanpakuto back.
Yeah, what does it matter?
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Omida turned white, remember?
Yeah, but he's probably going to get his back.
So I think here's what it was. Rukia was an ice clone. Gets cut, and then to make it seem super like, I'm going to fuck you up because I'm going to watch your ass. I'm now with you 24/7 because I become your bodyguard.
Totally, totally.
What happened was Senbon Sakura recreated it, put one of his blades down.
Oh, what if...
Okay, we're getting farther off
tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
getting
big brain hat going on. It was... Aizen's in here.
No.
We're gone.
Yeah. No, I like the clone thing because Byakuya does a clone thing too. He like
I don't know if he
that's like a
it,
self-force
he,
technique.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where he's done that before, where he's like left behind his cloak and it's like, oh, that's my cloak.
Yeah, I got him.
Shadow clone. Like,
but what if he did that to Rukia's thing? It's maybe.
I don't know if he could do
I'm
that.
I'm more
but
likely
he, I,
to believe that Rukia did it than like, or like her Zanpakuto did it.
Yeah, that's fair. And maybe that sword's just an ice juke. It's just a, we shattered
ice juke.
But I like, fucking Zanpakutos get broken all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yuri breaks his all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but his is, like, meant to do that. Yeah. So. Yeah. Other stuff that we saw is Rangiku. I don't know if this is the first time we've seen it. Rangiku's the one that finds Hitsugaya, and it's like, hey,
oh, yeah.
It's like, you need to come join the Soul Society. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was because he's killing his grandma while he's
Like, he's just releasing everything, and he's like, oh, I noticed grandma started getting thinner, and I'm like, oh, no.
So thinner, I'm going to need that diet plan.
Just freeze yourself every night, and then you'll be chilling.
Sleep next to a cold-hearted person, man.
Yeah, I didn't like how they hated Hitsugaya for no fucking reason. They're like, oh, is it because of my white hair?
Yeah.
Because my eyes? I'm like, he looks normal.
No, he's just always tired. He's always doing the little.
Like, he has no scarring, no demon face shit. They just make up shit
he's
now.
Just a
kids
kid,
are
man.
Fucking
yeah,
weird.
Kids are rude.
And, like, yeah, it's weird. And we were trying to have, like they sparked a whole talk about how does age work in, like, society.
Because Rangiku didn't look too much older, but then when we get flashbacks of her with Isshin, she also looks the same age that she's in right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think it's whatever. However you die, that's your soul's
starting
point.
I think it's however the Soul Reaper sees themselves is that projects their age. And
no!
And that's how it really decides, you know.
I've turned.
And then sometimes the Soul Reaper can choose themselves, you know. And
that. He didn't beat Renji that bad this time.
I couldn't defeat this guy, though.
Hey, Mayuri over here? Come on.
Yeah. Speaking of Byakuya, though, we find out that his whole reason for betraying everybody,
it's his pride.
Quotes, is to keep his like self pride or like.
But
that's the dumbest reason. If
doesn't
somebody
he refer to Rukia as his pride when
that's what I said.
He wants to keep his sense of like self-respect or something.
Yeah.
He said. Which if someone came to join my rebellion and was like, just my self-respect wants to, you're out. It's like no thank you on that
you
one. That is the dumbest reason I've ever
heard.
That's
the guy that goes rogue.
It's like he's just gonna follow self-respect, like hello.
Yeah. He would not find another Vasto Lordi for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not
that
easily.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you're the person that is being cheated on with and now he wants to be in a relationship. It's like, nah, you just cheated on your girlfriend of seven years with, you know, like, no thanks.
Yeah, and you just killed your side chick right in front of everyone
damn.
Else. You know?
It's not a good, setup to our relationship.
There's some lies going
on. I'm
going
to go ahead and pass that on.
Yeah, but Muramasa's just doing the...
You know, they're trying to make Muramasa kind of come off as like the all-knowing, where it's like, no, he's good. He's like, it's like, and I'm sure he's going to be like, I knew you weren't really like
that's
with
why
yeah,
it's
going to
be at one
ones.
Point.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's
but
like,
it's just like, and you know, I think from what I've seen so far, obviously all the Zanpakutos are invading, and that's where we kind of ended it this episode where Kenpachi shows up after being MIA this whole time.
He was in the bath.
And he is in a random building and
he just
blows
it up.
A fucking yellow beam up, which he didn't release his eye patch either. He's still wearing his eye patch.
Oh. Yeah, that's what usually happens, is it?
We know he didn't release his eye patch because while he's glowing yellow, they fade to bleach to be continued.
Yeah.
And it's his eye patch.
Yeah. So just like it doesn't make any sense. It's like I'm sure we're gonna get a kind of where he was review in the next.
And it's
episode.
Gonna be
it's gonna be a quick like episode. He's like, I was hunting stuff in the forest.
But it's like he's obviously the OP one to have in this situation. It's like, hey, good luck stealing my Zanpakuto. We don't even talk. It's like best of luck.
But Yichiru.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Same thing. That goes back to why isn't Ichigo getting pulled out?
Yep.
So that's goes back to the same discussion.
They didn't know.
If only they knew.
Tight's not tight yet.
It's like same thing we were talking. It's like, ooh, I want to see Unohana. Like, where's Unohana?
It just flew away.
Because that's going to be the true tell. It's like, if they show Unohanas, that'll be the, how much info did they really have here?
Yeah.
Like, how much foreplanning?
They don't have anyone's Bankai or Shikai that they didn't already have.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So.
There's been no any sort of like, ooh, interesting yet. None at all.
I think it was the only one where they're like, oh, I'm stronger than you was Rukia's, where it's like, oh, that's so much faster than it should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, I you know, I could do better than you.
Yeah. And it's like even someone who could have been an easy go, which we were memeing on a Sasakibe's, like his could have been the easy one to be like, oh, shit, you're actually really powerful. But instead, Soifan makes it into a fucking joke.
She takes
on
two captain level people and she's like,
until she gets stabbed in the back by her little.
She actually
has
three at one point, like when she's fighting, because hers shows up. So, which at that point, she's kind of done fighting because she's like, oh, you're my Zanpakuto. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, friend.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I should get a man?
While the other two are just watching. It's like, okay, cool.
I do like Tenken and Sasakibe's little bands
like
together.
Their chemistry is actually kind
of
cool.
It reminds me of the twins from Blue Lock, where it's like, what you mean to say is this.
One of them silent, the other's like, oh, yeah, I totally get that.
That must be another Japanese thing, because I feel like they had similar like aesthetics.
Well, in Mayuri, when they captured Omaida's Zanbaito,
that shit was funny.
Omaida was able to figure out what he was saying through the band. And he was like,
you understand
that,
like, motherfucker?
That was the one time I liked Omaida where it's like, oh, sorry, but if they're going to start cutting me, it's the
thing. That was so good. I love, like, I was like, oh, come on, that's my Zanbaito. They're like, oh, we'll just take you out. All right, sorry, man.
Nem was just like, nope.
Got to look out for number one.
But so he turns white, and then they can never use him again?
No, so it seems like they're going to do more research, because all they said is that the situation is different. And
the moment,
like,
Mayuri shows up, it's like, I have a thing.
Yeah.
It's just funny, because he's like, if you kill your Zanpakuto, it goes back to you. But if someone else kills it, you're fucked.
Yeah, and it's important to note, too, while the whole, like, kind of big invasion, you know, biggest one kind
of
so far.
As of right now,
They're not using a lot of Captain Zanpakuto still. Like, we're still missing out on a lot of them, so they could be doing something else. You know, they
we're
could
also
be
not using a lot of captains.
Yeah,
we have the twin captains.
We're using
just kinda
the basic captains.
Yeah, the ones you've seen fight before.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Toshiro, not Toshiro, Jushiro and
Kiraku
haven't done jack shit. Yep. Unohana hasn't done jack shit.
Yep.
That's why they're leading.
Clever.
They're leading the investigation. You know.
Yep. He just put it together.
Good job. Yeah. Weird that they use Sasakibe and he's never done anything before.
Yeah, that's the one where it's like, this could have been his time for, like, people. Like, that would have been a cool little, I don't know if you want to call it an Easter egg.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, shit, Sasakibe actually is a strong fucking Zanpakuto. Like, that's crazy.
But he's trash.
They shit on him. Like,
and it's weird because
it sucks. He didn't have a Shikai. He didn't have his Bankai.
And, like, in the comments, you know, Pythes was talking about Sasakibe one time and was saying that, like, he's very much into, like, English culture.
Yeah.
But then, like, his guy is so clearly, like, we're trying to figure out what the fuck he is. It's like a Japanese thing. It's not anything close where, like, that would have been
His release is a rapier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would have been another thing cool if he was like, you know, English based. Like everybody has the Japanese style look. If, like, his was, like,
I don't know,
like a Three Musketeer looking guy.
That would
be like,
pretty dope.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Why he's got the mustache and the, like, parted hair.
But I call bullshit on Ikkaku fighting his Bankai and winning with a Shikai.
They did in universe explain why that would happen. So Yumichika is fighting his Zanpakuto, and they're like, oh, do you feel it? Like, Ikkaku's, like, you know, spirit pressure disappeared, and I think it's Yumichika Zanpakuto is the one that says it. It's like, I have a feeling that Ikkaku Zanpakuto, whatever it's called, like, matched his level because you know how they are.
Yeah.
It's like, that's pretty much what he says. And it's like, okay, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yumichika's like, yeah. It's just like,
that's weird.
Which we leave off, by the way. We don't get to see what happens to Yumichika, but he's fucked. Like, he's tangled
fucked. And who is it that notices? It's Izuru. Izuru's like, oh, Yumichika's not doing that well either.
Oh,
like, when he starts kind of, like, looking back at everybody else, he's like, oh, fuck, everyone's having trouble. Ikkaku's busy.
Yeah, that was weird, because I'm pretty sure the Arrancar that went up against Yumichika immediately died.
He had a little bit of talking time.
Yeah.
He had a little bit, because, like, it was about, like, growing the flowers.
The flowers,
And he hasn't grown any flowers yet. So.
Yeah, he's just holding out.
He's just whipping him around for some reason.
Like, yeah, apparently that's a new feature.
I do like that he's like, stop calling me that. Yeah. Don't call me, what is it, Fujikujaku?
Yeah. It's Fujikujaku and then Ryori Fujikujaku.
Good try.
Yeah, thank you.
close enough.
Good try.
But what was that? I like the Wabisuke part. I feel like Sam got, like, a little turned on because it was like, oh, finally, Izuru is
getting a taste of his own medicine.
Doesn't feel good.
Sam's like, decapitate him. And then the next scene is him stomping on his back and putting it right next to his throat. Yeah. We're like, oh, I
like, it's
going
to
happen.
I just wanted to be Palpatine in that section. He's like, do it.
Do it.
End him.
The Wabisuke part was, I got, it was.
That part was actually really bad.
It was, you didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I liked it.
Well, not the.
Because they fought twice now.
I like his entrance and then him getting, like, forced down to the ground.
Okay, Wabisuke Zanpakuto, cool. But the whole fucking Izuru fight was garb.
Oh, yeah, the Shuhei fight?
Yeah, garb.
They set themselves up to win that through stress. Because
this
They're
is the,
like,
second time that he's had to go against Shuhei Zanpakuto. Like, why do they keep sending Izuru in?
That's what's weird to me, is why they have Izuru's Zanpakuto not show
Shuhei
up until now. And they have Sasakibe's. Like, we never asked for Sasakibe's.
Yeah.
We would have loved to seen it, but we didn't get Unohana's and all the others.
Yep.
So here we got this.
Like, it seems like Sasakibe's could have been a cool reveal later, yeah, where it's like someone comes in and fucks somebody up and is like, what the fuck? Who's on my toes that?
But Izuru's been fucking in the show from the get-go. He fought Shuei's like, oh, you know, I can do Hado. I could do the same three Hados that I did against the Rangiku fight. I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah, they seem to really like Izuru. I don't know if he was a fan favorite or what, but he's fucking all over
the place. I don't know.
He was also in the last filler arc as the main character.
Do we know what Tite Kubo looks like?
I think they're just...
Is he a blonde emo-haired dude
that
has a candy cane at all times?
He's not blonde.
Oh. Does he wish he was a blonde emo-haired dude with a candy cane that walks around all the time?
But yeah, Izuru, cut it. Cut Izuru. Don't need Izuru. He's in it too much. Yeah, cut his head off, actually.
You know, he's going to be gone.
Cut his head off. Bring back Shuhei at this point. Don't need any more Izuru. Everybody else... I think we're getting a good... I'm done with Matsumoto as well.
So Matsumoto's done.
Too much.
Momo is surprisingly good when she's not...
Momo had a
depressed.
Good showing in the Matsumoto-Momo fight. They had
That fight made me laugh a lot, though.
She shoots, and then Rangiku does the same thing. Rangiku's doesn't hit, but fucking Momo's does, and then she's like, oh, cool, I just got another fucking lasso.
She's got two hands, dude.
Yeah, Rangiku dropped the ball. Momo was like, yeah, I got it. Boom, boom.
But what cracked me up with Rangiku, and it was the fucking... Oh, I'm surrounded by Heineko. What do I do? Shaka ho. Yeah. And it's like, oh, the thing that the fucking Tres Bestias did too.
But like, so you think about that, where like the Tres Bestias had to like, they all powered up. Like, inside
all the way.
If you could just get out of it with Shaka ho, which we saw 20 times in these seven episodes.
Oh my God.
That is a shitty technique. Absolutely
it's
shitty
probably
technique.
The first one you
For
learn.
Us to know a Hado, just remember that. Just of the 100 that there are, we know Shaka ho.
It's so bad though. Like if like Shaka ho, clearly everybody and their mom can do Shaka ho. Yeah. If that completely negates your Zanpakuto, forget about it, please.
I personally, my favorite one is Hado number one that Isani uses. It's Sasaki Jesus just chilling there, like beeping, and it's like one, bat,
and it basically like flicked him in the head really hard. It's like he was just chilling, and all of a sudden you see him go fucking flipping backwards.
Yeah, it's like it, you know, if your fucking Zanpakuto loses to a fucking Hado, it shouldn't be a fucking Zanpakuto. But that's just like it's like a creeper. Yep. It just walks up and is like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm just
And Mayuri's was the one that we were talking about even before it started. It's like, everybody should know what his is. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be like, hey, weird. And generally it was.
Yes. Everybody knows it's going to throw poison as soon as it opens its mouth.
Tetsu Zaimon. Yeah, realized who it was.
He's got glasses. He couldn't see the light.
But you know what?
I do like his, oh, fuck, that dude's poison. Yep. Get the fuck away.
You don't want to fuck with poison. Right. Like, poison's like, oh, shit.
But... Ash in the air that cuts you, flying petal blades.
Bullshit. Yep.
Is easy.
We can just
dodge it. We can dodge it.
Poison?
Okay. You can dodge it like Ichigo does.
No problem. That's just an easy reuse of animation. Yep. So
I do like they don't I said this in the last one. They don't reuse a lot of animation. They do in this.
I don't know.
They will do it twice. But they have some
they show the Izuru face about fucking three times.
This is true. They also did Ikaku's fight in slideshow format. Which Sam used to reference what the Mirio fight.
Lamillion,
and I have always used that.
Sometimes a slideshow fight can be, or like a slideshow montage in anime can be good.
It's impactful.
Yeah, but like, they can't do it for such a big one like Mirio.
I feel like it's good to do it. Like, you're going on an adventure. Oh, here's all the things we did. Slideshow.
And it's always like them fishing for food or something like that. Yeah.
Like, if it's like, oh, here's a really cool fight you wanted to see, let's just go slideshow mode. Then it's like, oh, come on.
But I expect if you do slideshow, the art should be fucking pristine. Like, it should be like... hella decadent.
Yeah, obviously in a perfect world, yes, but a lot of times it's just going to look just like the anime. So because, it's not like they put extra work in it. It's like, here's a cool slideshow. It's like, oh, well, what's the point? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And like they're just cheaping out, literally.
They're literally cheaping out, and then if you ask them to do even better shots, it's like, dude, the whole point we're doing the slideshow is because we don't have an animation team.
Yeah, and one more thing that I think we should really talk about is the Stealth Force is fucking garbage. Like,
they never do anything.
No. Absolutely garbage.
What are you talking about? No. There was like 30 dudes, and I asked, which one of those dudes do you think is going to take out all the fucking
Zanpakuto? So, Josh, let me ask you a question, okay?
Oh, fuck.
We've seen all of Bleach, future time, okay? We've seen it all. You die. You go to Soul Society.
Whoa, as you are.
Cool. You get put into Stealth Force.
Kill myself.
Because you know what?
You're just a generic ninja guy. They gave
you
the...
I know
exactly why. It's because of the lieutenant.
I would literally...
He would have to
die.
Report to him.
But you get the ninja outfit.
I'll be a fucking red shirt with all of them. If Omida talks to me, I will fucking seppuku.
Listen, just pretend Omida doesn't exist. Okay, you're just putting the
ninja...
He would be Omida.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, but everybody just left him.
His Zanpakuto got
realistically, that's almost like that squad doesn't have a lieutenant because it seems like everybody just ignores them.
And Soi Fong can apparently take on three captains.
I thought that was funny. She's like, nah, leave him there. I don't care.
So you'd be cool to be in Ninja Squad.
He'd be Omida.
At what point did I say that? No, if
you said as long as Omida didn't talk to you.
If Omida's not there, I'll be okay with it. Soi Fong's kind of
hot.
He
wants that.
It.
He'll take the place.
Dangerous squad to be in, really.
Dangerous squad to be in because she just taps you on the back twice to get your attention. You're dead.
She'll go through and get your lung.
She's actually a good cap. She doesn't kill her own people. There was I think the Bount arc, they like turned them all against her and she didn't kill any of them. Yep. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. She's just harsh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like how every time they do
tough
show
love.
Up.
It's all tough love.
When it's the stealth force, it's like random spiritual pressure. It's like, oh, who could it be? 30 random ninjas.
It's never, no, it wasn't no, them. It was everybody else showing up.
Well, Soi Fong would always be there and she would have the same line.
Yeah.
Stop.
But it's like,
stop. Don't hurt him.
Both times they showed up in these episodes we watched. One, it is with Ikkaku's Bankai, and he literally just spun his thing in a circle and, like, fucking, I don't know, helicoptered out of there. Like, I don't know what
he
the fuck.
He smashed it and goes,
So when they show up the next time, Ikkaku's not there. Oh, but Ikkaku's thing is there. His Zanpakuto's there. Why couldn't the guy just do it again?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then they specifically, Soi Fong is like, don't let them leave Squad 6 Barracks. What do they all do? Take solo fights, bounce out.
Yep.
Like, who?
I feel like she should be mad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. She should.
It's like, are you guys fucking stupid? What did I say? It's like, you guys see the walls that go around? You see the walls? That's
Squad
6 Barracks right there. It's like, did nobody get my report?
But Omida gets knocked out, and those guys get knocked out, but Buck and Byakuya just goes around and can take out 30 fucking people at a time.
Yeah.
He's just impossible.
Dude, he's just splashed up and going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And they keep
kind
of making a big point about, like, Byakuya, Zanpakuto's, and Manzakura keeps going, you go back to Muramasa. Like, go back to Muramasa. So what if this is all, like, now that they're all here, he's like, yo, go back to Muramasa, fucking clack his ass. Like, fucking
that would have been amazing.
Take him out.
Dude, do you think Zanpakuto's that fucking weak he couldn't take? Oh, because he can just...
He's a Zanpakuto.
Yeah, exactly. Control. And Byakuya's fight against Rukia's sword was
pretty cool. Yeah, that was a really good fight. Yeah.
She's like, I'm just stronger than you. And he's like, no.
Are you the only one who thought that? All the other Zanpakuto were like,
no.
He's going to end it.
He's
going to do a lethal attack.
He's like, oh, he's going full force. He's going to hurt her.
I'm disappointed in her. She got caught by the same fucking Hato.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this fucking trap.
That's like Byakuya's like trademark fucking
Hato.
Yeah,
the swords
point.
Are
like,
revealing
he loves
light.
Fucking doing that shit.
I think he didn't even say the name. He just said, like, he said the name, not even Hato 33 or whatever. He just, yep, there we go.
Yeah, that's his trademark, dude.
Yeah.
Just, when you're really good at one thing, you're really good at one thing.
That's right. One trick pony.
I think that's a pretty good one to be good at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I did like when Renji was fighting him and he was just doing Shakuho like a fucking madman.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm proud of this kid.
And I liked how they kind of
himself
they do the classic Renji where he gets close, blows himself up. But then at one point he's trying to shoot and he blew himself up on purpose to go into the ground.
Yeah.
Which was like, damn,
that's
Renji.
Smart.
Damn, Renji.
That fight was really good.
He's growing, dude.
Like someone on the writing team loves you, Renji.
Yeah, Renji had a good fight for that.
And they gave him the cool-ass Zanpakuto release, too. It's like...
He usurped Byakuya for a second, and then Byakuya's like, I'm just going to start doing keto, too. Okay.
He's like, well, we're going to both be bitches.
they did such a good shot on that scene where Renji gets back up to fight Byakuya, and both Zabimaru and him are like, cool, we're in the game. Yeah. We're like, we're a little beat up, but we got this. Next scene, it's Byakuya standing to them, just fucking decimated on the floor, and
Rukia
get a fight.
Rukia runs in, oh my god!
Yeah. So Byakuya is more powerful than Renji and
which has been shown many a times.
Yep.
Many times.
But Zenbon Sakura.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he's currently
he's pretty good.
He's god tier.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's pretty sad.
But we all know Byakuya's gonna be a good guy.
Let's be honest.
He's never gonna betray. It's like he's that guy. He's just that guy.
He's such a high person, you know.
He's never gonna betray all of their people.
It's about his pride, dude. All right, about his pride.
It's kind of just, you know, sometimes you see the storylines come out and it's like, I feel like my time is being a little bit wasted because I know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
It's like the Zanpakuto's breaking and never coming back is never going to be a fucking thing.
Oh, because, yeah.
It would be a really cool idea if it actually happened.
It's like, they're in this other world. It's like, why aren't they killing people off? Like, clearly this world has no effect on what happens in the other thing. Let's start killing people. Fuck it.
You know what they should have done? They should have made, like, when we watch Eden Zero, there's the time chick.
Yeah.
They should have a person outside of the
anime
and like, hey, what if, and
totally.
Then like
yeah,
plays
yeah.
chess.
And then she could have been revealed to be part of Squad Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be the dude that writes names and just like, I wrote the story.
Sure.
That would have been a really good idea.
True.
You can have that.
Take that one for free.
And then just Tite comes in. It's like, so remember all those fillers? They're actually canon because this guy wrote them.
That's
but he erased
like,
them afterwards because no one liked the Bound arc.
They should fully embrace, once again, filler arc mentality where none of it matters. So let's just go fucking ape shit.
Like classic comic books.
I like the storytelling of some stuff, but I like the fun shit.
It's just well, I agree there should be a story.
Yeah.
But I think that you do whatever you want with the consequences.
Like the Matsumoto Hitsugaya thing. Like, you know how it is now. Like, it would have been cool to get, like, a filler episode.
Like, have Karakura Town get destroyed or something. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, just do whatever.
This could be just Soul King's wet dreams.
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
like, what yeah. if yeah. Yeah. Ichigo Kurosaki loses on Getsu?
Like, obviously, we're kind of getting to see it a little bit now with Burn the Witch. But it's like, yeah. they could, like, once again, this is my recommendation for My Hero 2. Where it's like, just like for filler shit, just go to America or something. Like, go somewhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Like,
go
what's happening in Canada? Like, I don't fucking know.
Good point.
Like, what? There's a whole other part of the world. What about South America?
Crossover episodes.
What's it like over there?
But now, Lucha Libre,
you know, with like Burn the Witch stuff, it's like, oh, it's a totally different thing. Over
I liked the Burn the Witch too. It was a really nice take on it.
How soon do you think Burn the Rich is going to go fucking bonkers and have, like, Vasto Lord as a shit?
It seems like he's taking it very slow. Yeah. So okay. I feel like it could be quite a long time.
It was supposed to come out this year, right?
It was always supposed to be like kind of like a, you know, kind of whenever he wants yeah. realization, which is okay. nice. I think that's the way it should
But
be.
Do they fight Hollows in Burn the
they
Witch?
Fight
they
fight
dragons. And the dragons look like they have masks almost.
Oh, so like Hiranmaru dragons?
No, like actual dragons. They're kind of like funky looking.
They're
so
almost, you wouldn't even know they're hollow, yeah. some of them. So
okay.
You wouldn't like, even know cool. they're dragons, actually.
Yeah, yeah, they're just called like dragons. It's like they drive ride around on brooms and shit. So
I like that. That's actually
it's a
really
totally
cool.
different thing.
But my boy Bruno, yeah. God, I simp for that man.
So fuck, anything else we want to talk about the arc? I mean, it's still good. I have a couple of gripes with it, but I still think it's a very good filler arc.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's not bad. I think it's perfect just because we actually haven't seen it.
Yes.
I like they kind of do callbacks to old fights, but the animation's like 10 times better.
Yeah,
well, I mean, we're in HD, so.
It's HD.
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, but I think the animation looks better too. I think it's good. I still stand by my initial statement from last one where I think the voice acting is better too.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it is.
It's the same level of voice acting. That's ridiculous.
I think it's the same. I think you just like the animation more.
I don't think you realize like the amount of turnaround time they normally do it on. So it's like such a short window that they're making this stuff where it's like that's why they have to do fillers and stuff. Where it's just like there's the same people just the whole time.
I just feel like it's more well done.
I feel like
I don't know.
Bleach could have been way better if it took its breaks.
Oh, 100%.
Like modern anime right now.
I still, if this was canon, like if they put this somewhere in, I would have loved it.
Well, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
but
if it made sense with the canon
filler
line.
Instead,
yeah.
So it sucks. It's like it's good filler, but it's still filler nonetheless. So
yeah.
What can you do? That being said, I'm looking forward to seeing more. I think it's been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
The stuff we've been
watching. We got about, 20 more episodes?
Because the story doesn't affect. Well, it can't literally affect, but it's a good story. Like, it's just good to be told.
It's a great idea because it's like Zanpakutos. They have their own personalities and things. Why not bring them out?
Yeah. And there's like, the mystery, like, what is Muramasa? You know, like,
exactly.
What the fuck is his goddamn deal? Like,
it bugs me because I know Muramasa is like an old Japanese thing. Mm-hmm, it's like Muramasa Masamune.
Yeah.
And it's like the original sword maker. So I always thought Muramasa, because he could control, is like, oh, I was the original Zanpakuto. Don't fucking know. He's just a guy that
the
eats
eating of the Vassalores threw you off, huh?
He's
that was random. We're just like, who the fuck is that guy? He's just sucking a fucking Vassalore. I'm like, wait. I think everyone's like, wait.
It doesn't make any sense, but I'm looking forward to seeing what the in-canon explanation is for that, because
I would
love to know.
I can make Gargantas, I can eat Vasto Lordes, I can make them pretty much.
He's pretty powerful for Zanpakuto, if you ask me. So.
But he was half dead.
Yep.
But he cannot fight Ichigo.
Yep.
Yep.
So would love to know.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. So,
I'm mad.
But I think we'll get that like big explanation once we're done with the big kind of raid that's happening right
now. They better.
So.
If they just fucking leave it up in the air, they're just like, hey, just remember how he did that? We had nothing to go with.
Yeah, like that was cool when we did it.
We just wanted to remind you there are hollows still.
We didn't really have an outro for that one. So.
I did get mad, though. It seemed when they did the pan to the Gillians.
Yes.
It seemed like they were in Soul Society, and I was like, made a comment.
I think they were setting that up. Yeah. They were like, oh, look at this cool transition. Like, look, Ichigo's going into forest, then we're going to go down, and we're actually in a different forest now. Ooh.
Oh!
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, those metals were having a good time, though. They were dancing in there.
Yeah, they were having a great time.
They're just like... da, 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 da.
Just I want to hear the music now.
Fucking party crasher, Masamune. Dude.
Oh, they could be just fucking listening to Banda or something just down there.
Just dancing, stomping their feet.
So that's what they do when no one's looking, you know. They're just
makes sense.
And then they sero people that fucking stop their parties. Like, come on.
That's all you hear. Someone turn up the bass. Hello?
Oh, no.
All right, well, I think that's it. We'll be back again for an X amount of episodes. We've really been enjoying them so far.
Yeah,
so
we've just been going through them.
Ended on episode 243, if anybody wants to try and watch along. We'll be back every Friday with a new podcast where we'll be reacting to the rest of the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc and then hopefully making our way back into canon after that. So thanks for watching. Be sure to leave a like and subscribe on the video. If you're listening, be sure to leave us a nice review, rate us 5 stars. Tell your friends. We have a blast doing this, and we'd love to talk to more people about Bleach. We will see you guys next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.